Gimel Amin Aleph Tap. Frang Rabbah, Menosan HaKtoris Aleph Eish Lifnei Hashem. You put the Ktoris on the Eish Lifnei Hashem when you're inside. Shelo Yisakim Bachutz V'Yachnis. Shouldn't prepare it on the outside and then bring it in smoking. Lahotzi Milivon Shul Tzedukim. This to take away from what the Tzedukim say. Shomer Yisakim Bachutz V'Yachnis. They hold that you first make the smoke on the outside and then you bring it inside smoking. My Dorish, where did they learn to do like that? Ki ba'anon e-ro'e ala kaporis. It says, b'zos yovu aron la kodesh, ba'anon e-ro'e, meaning that when you come in, it's already smoking. Malamed shi'asakim ibachutz v'yachnis. Amruluhem chachomim v'halo kfarnem v'nosan ha'ktoris al ha'ish lifnei Hashem. It says, the Pharisee, you should put the ktoris on the fire lifnei Hashem. Im kein matamud lomer ki ba'anon e-ro'e kaporis. If that's the case, then Taka, why does it say that when you come in, you should come in with the anon? When you come in, you have an ingredient in there that will make smoke. How do you know that you have to put mala oshen? It has to be that the smoke is enough to cover the whole kaporis. If you didn't put Mala Oshan in, or you left out one of the 11 Samamonim of the Ktores, you're Chayiv Misa. Because it says, Velo Yamus, Mashma, that if you didn't put the Chisa Anan HaKtores, Esa Kaporis, you didn't have Ktores, so you didn't have Anan HaKtores, you're Chayiv Misa. See Rashi? Ki Be'onan, Al Yovo, Ki Im Be'onan Shel Oshan HaKtores. Don't come in without smoke. That's what the Chetzukim said. But we say, don't come in without having Mala Oshan in the Ktores. Malo Oshan, Shame Asev, Shigoril Lo Oshan, Lalo Zokuv Kamakil. It's much from here a little bit, I didn't see anybody who says it, that you have to have the Malo Oshan and the Ktoris when you come in. You can't put it in later. It has to be when you came in, you had the Malo Oshan in there already. Malo Oshan, Shame Asev, Shigoril Lo Oshan, Lalo Zokuv Kamakil. It goes straight up like a stick. We already learned from a pasuk. Why does it say, how do you know? We have another pasuk. You need two psukim for the same thing. The Gemara is going to ask that. Ha'im lo nasan, hola madnu mikan, shenemar v'lo yamuz, shim lo nasan, you're chayiv misa. O shechisir d'chsiv haktores, shleima v'lo chaser, has to be haktores, the complete ktores. But if you use only part of the ktores, you only made part of it, right, with only some of the ingredients, you're chayiv misa. Versus a tapik le dekamayo birekonis, you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no purpose. Because if you're going in with Ktoris Chaseira, or without Mala Oshan, then you're not being Mekai in the Mitzvah, so you're going in for nothing. And you're Chayiv Misa for Bir Ekonis. Rav Sheisha Sochem HaEskin, Go Sheshogeg with Bir the Hezid Baktora. Talking where you were a Shogeg on going in, you didn't know that you're not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no purpose, and you were Mezid on the Haktorah. You knew that you were bringing in Ktoris. So you're Chayiv Misa for the Haktorah, not for the Bir Ekonis. Rav Ashi Omer, Afilu Tema Hezid both, Bezul. You're amazing on both of them. Still, you're not going to be chayiv for biur ekonis, for coming in for no purpose, but you're going to be chayiv for the ktoris that's missing. How? You're going to ayl shtei haktoris. You brought in two haktoris, achas shleima v'achas chaseira. And you were makter first the chaseira. Because if you were makter the shleima, then you were yotze the mitzvah already. The second one is irrelevant. But you were makter first the chaseira. And therefore, what's it called? You're chayiv misa for being makter ktoris chaseira, and you're not chayiv misa for coming in for no purpose because you did bring in a good ktoris also. Abiyah lo mechayiv do ayale shleima. Aktorah mechayiv to come makter ktoris chaseira. Rashi, tepik lei de inami lo kosav hacha velo yamus. If it didn't say velo yamus because you're missing some of the ktoris, or the Mala Oshan, you'd still be Chayim Misa. Mechayim Misa, Ktoris Chaseira. The Ashkech, the Ayil Birei Kodesh, Lotzori, came into the Kodesh HaKadosh for no purpose. Uksiv al Yovu Becholeis, Lil Yomos. You can't come in, right, without the proper procedure, otherwise you die. So here you didn't go into the proper procedure, so you're Chayim Misa anyway. Shishogag Bebirei Kodesh, Aval Yodha Sheish Misa, Makir Ktoris Chaseira. There ain't only Shmisa, Ala Shogeg. You don't get Misa for a Shogeg. So that's why you need this pasuk to tell me your chayiv misa where you were shogeg on the biur ekonis. Da'ayil shtei haktoris v'biachas. Right? Or another possibility is you brought two ktoris in. So you're not chayiv for biur ekonis because you brought good ktoris in. But when you're makta the chaseira, you're chayiv misa. Omar Mar, Minayin Shinosin Bomalo Ashen, Talmud Lomar Vechisa, Krolikra. We already bought a Pasik that you need Malo Ashen, Ki Be Onan E Royal Akaporis. What do you need this Pasik for? Vechisa Ananak Torres. Omar Avelse Pachikomer, Ein Liela Ola Malo Ashen, Iker Malo Ashen Minayin. I would only know from the first Pasik you have to bring the leaves of the Malo Ashen. How do I know you have to bring the Iker, the stem also? Has to be in the Ktoris. Talmud Lomar Vechisa. Without the stem, it won't make the smoke that will mamish cover the whole Kaporis. Omele Abayevo Ibchatanya. We learned just the opposite, that the Iker is the Ola, the leaf, not the stem. Titanya, Nosin Bo Iker, Malo Oshan, Hayimatamar Vaola Kamakel, Achimagil Shme Kora. As you put in the stem of the Malo Ashen, it would go up like a stick, the smoke, till it got to the ceiling. When it got to the ceiling, then it would, go to the sides. Mimashmish v'yorid b'koslim, achinismali abayis Ashen. Then it would go slowly down. First smoke rises. When it hits the top, then it has nowhere else to go. It goes to the sides, hits the walls, and goes down. Shinemer v'habayis himali Ashen. Elam Rabbaya Hachikomer, Ein Liela Iker, Malo Ashen. I might think you only have to put the stem in. How do you know you have to put the leaves in also? Ola Malo Ashen Menayin, Tamalomer Vechisa. In order that it should be totally covered with smoke, you need also the leaves. Rashi. Ibchatanya Krolik, Kroha Nafkale Mimbechiba Onam. We already learned out you need Malo Ashen from Mikiba Onan Eroya. Iker Shoresh, the roots or the stem. Ibchatanya Shah Shoresh Yafad Minha Olim. The stem is better than the leaves. Lishme Kora Loshen Shamayim. In other words, to the top. The Mashmesh Biksolim Kain Derecha Ashen. That's the way smoke goes. Ksheno Yochel Lotzes Kinegdo, where it has no escape. Mispashit l'mala tami. It goes up as high as it can go till it hits a resistance. Ad shetismali chalal habayis l'mala mikosel l'kosel. Shein lo old makom mimashmish v'yored etzlek solim. Whereas when it can't go up any higher, it hits a resistance, then it goes to the sides. Okay, tamin lo. Okay, Rav Sheshes Omar ein li ela ol moed. Right, I only know that this halach applies to ol moed shebemidbar. Shiloh Beis Alominai, how do you know it applies to the Mishkan when it was in Shiloh, and also to the Beis HaMikdash? Talmud Lomar Vechisa, right? Zemara says, V'chai mi v'chein yasa lo'al moed ha-shochin itam nafka. No, that we know you needed, that the same halacha applies to the Beis HaMikdash, we learn from v'chein yasa lo'al moed ha-shochin itam, v'chein yasa, that it comes to include even not only o'al moed, but other things too. How do I know that on the rest of the year when you bring Ketores, it can't be Chaser and you have to have Malo Ashen? Talmud Lomar Vechisa. There's a machlokas Rishonim whether you chayiv Misa the rest of the year or not. Only on Yom Kippur or what's it called, even the rest of the year. Ravashi Omer Chadla Mitzvah Chadla Akev. Ravashi says one's the Mitzvah, one Pasuk, and one comes to be Ma'akev. That if you didn't do it, it's Pasuk. Rava Omar Chadla Onish V'Chadla Azora. Rava says one of the Pesukim is to tell me it's Osir to do. The other one is to tell me you get a Chiyuv Misa, you get an Onish. Rashi. Hai mi v'chein yasa lo amoyed ha-shochein itam nafka. El mokum sheish shoch ni itam yasu keim. Wherever I'm going to dwell, that's where you have to do it. Meaning not only in Oel Moed, but also in the Beis HaMikdash and in Shiloh. Chadla Onish V'Chadla Azora V'al Yavo ki ba'anon Azora. Don't come in, kiba onon eroya. That tells me that it's usher not to put in Malo Ashen or to have a Ketores Chasera. The kisa anan velo yomuz the onish. And the other pasuk told me the onish. You get misa. The lo yomuz dal yovo lavachisor and onik siv. It says lo yomuz by lo yovo becholeis lakodesh. Right? That's not going on kiba onon eroya elabir ekonish. That's saying don't go in unless you do the right procedure. Then you chayiv misa. But it's not telling me that if you went in without Malo Ashen, you're Chayiv Misa. So you have one pasuk for the Chiyuv Misa, one pasuk for the Azara. Okay, Tanya, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Velo Yomus Onish, Ki Ba'anon Eroi Azara. He also says this idea that one pasuk is to tell me the Onish and one pasuk to tell me the Lav. Yochel Yushneim Amurim Kodem Mishas Bnei Aaron. I might think both of them were said before Bnei Aaron were killed. Talmud Lomar Achrei Moshe Bnei Aaron. These were said after Aaron's children were killed. Maybe both of them were said after Aaron's children died. Talmud Lomer, ki bo'anon e'ro'el ha'kaporis. Mashma, the Rabban Shalom didn't yet come down be'anon on the kaporis. And that happened already after Bnei Aaron were, what's it called, before Bnei Aaron were killed. Because the Shechina came down in the Mishkan before the Bnei Aaron were killed. Okay, so Azora Kovim Nisa. Before they were killed, there was already an Azora. That's where the Pasuk Ki Be'anone Roel HaKaporah is talking about the future. That Azora was said, even though it's written in Achrimos, it was said before. But the Onish wasn't done until after, what's it called, Bnei Aaron died. The Onish Achar Nisa. My Talmudah. Omar Rav, Omar Krok, ki ba'anon e'roev adayin lo nireh. I will eventually be seen on the Kaporis, ba'anon, but I haven't yet descended. So when this pasuk was said, God didn't yet descend into the Mishkan. So the Maisach before Mises Bnei Aaron. Because what's it called? By the time Bnei Aaron were killed, the Shechina already descended into the Mishkan. Ve'ela mai tami onish, that's the case. The onish wasn't said till after Mises Bnei Aaron. Why were they killed? They weren't killed because they brought the Torah wrongly. They were killed because they were mor halacha b'fnei Moshe. My dorish v'nosnu b'nei Aaron akoyin eish al mizbeach. Afal pisha eish revis min hashamayim mitzvah b'nei. They brought eish right on the mizbeach of the eish of Hedyet. They brought their own eish in, and what's it called, the eish zara. But really wasn't an Eisara, it was a mitzvah. But it was only a mitzvah, what's it called, if they would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu if they should do it or not. They did it on their own, and therefore it became an Eisara. It was a mitzvah, but it was a mitzvah done in an improper way. They were Mora Halacha B'Fnei Moshe. Rashi, Tanya B'lezer Omer, V'chisa V'lo Yomuz, Ze Onish Ma'ala Asha. Yechiyachol Yushneim Amurim Kol Demisus B'nei Aaron, The Nemar Sheba Avon Ma'ala Asha Shalom Nosnu Mesu. Maybe that's the reason why they died. Because they brought in Ketores without Ma'ala Asher. Right? So it says, no, it can't be. Because the Onish Misa wasn't said till after they died. Even though the Azara was said before. Vadayin lo nira, ere, mashma v'asid. I will be seen. Mashma haven't yet been seen on the Kaporis. Alma kishenemar mikra zeh, adayin lo nira. V'ila achar misosin kvar nira bobiyom. After their Misa, l'chora, the Rabban Shalom descended into the Mishkan that day before they died. Even though they made the right psak, they did the right thing, but they didn't ask Rishos, therefore they were Chayim Nisa for being Mora Horol Bifnei Moshe. Yotso Balo Derech Nisaso. So then he came out backwards. He went, retraced his route backwards. How do we know you walk backwards? Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonasan, Omer Krah. Vayavo Shlomo Labama Asher Begivon Yerushalayim. Right, Shlomo went to the Bama, which is in Givon Yerushalayim. The Chimain in Givon Esther Shlomo, Givon Yerushalayim. It was either Givon Yerushalayim. Ela Makish Yitzyosom Yigivon Yerushalayim, Labiyosom Yerushalayim Legivon. It compares his going from Givon to Yerushalayim to his coming from what's it called, Yerushalayim from Givon. What? Ma biyosom Yerushalayim leGivon. Just like when he left Yerushalayim and he came to Givon, he was facing towards Givon, towards the Mishkan that was in Givon. Part of Klapli Bama was like his face was facing towards the Bama. Kederach biyoso afitziyosom leGivon Yerushalayim. Part of Klapli Bama. Kederach biyoso. Right. The same thing when he went back to Yerushalayim, he didn't turn around, but he faced the same way he faced when he came. Rashi. Labama Asher Begivon Yerushalayim Hoyel Olichto Mirushalayim, not Lirushalayim, right? Oh, Min Habama Asher Begivon Yerushalayim Begivon Hoysa Kedusha Shisham Mizbeach Shasa Moshe Vayaholich Umakriv Shana. The Mishkan was in Givon, so he went to Yerushalayim to Makriv on the Bama in Givon. Makish Yitzyosom Yigivon Yishalayim L'biyosom Yishalayim L'givon V'achi Mash Mekrov V'yavo Shlomo L'bama Asher B'givon Derech HaLichosom. He went facing the Bama. When he went to Givon, he went facing the Bama. V'chein L'Yerushalayim. And then when he went back to Yerushalayim B'shuvo M'givon Haysa K'bir Yishalayim, he went the same direction. Facing the Bama, he walked backwards. Okay, and he didn't have to walk the whole way to Yerushalayim until he couldn't see the Bama anymore, then he could turn around. The Kohanim Babudosam, the Levium Duchonim, Yisrael Mamonim. The same thing goes with Kohanim and Levium and Yisraelim that are in the Beis HaMikdash doing their thing. Kohanim and the Avoda, Levium on the Duchon, and Yisrael stand by the carbon so that it should be brought for all of Klal Yisrael. So when they leave, they don't turn around with their back towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They walk backwards. Sheiniftarim Loho Yumachzirim Pneim V'Holchim, Elam Etzadim Pneim V'Holchim. Right? Same thing when you leave the Kosel HaMaravi. Should walk backwards at least three steps. The way we take three steps after Shmona Esrei Lechor, at least three steps should take back. The Chayim Talmud Aniftami Rabu Lo Yazir Pana VeYelech Elamet Sadeh Pana VeHolech. Talmud who leaves his Rebbe shouldn't turn his back on him, but he should walk backwards, not completely backwards, like we said. But even though from the Gemara's Mashman is, we'll see in a second, completely backwards. But Metzadeh Pana means you turn your face to the side, not turning your back to the Rebbe so you can see where you're walking. Kihadar Rabbi Lazar can have him nifter mined Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Lazar would leave Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, can have him boy Rabbi Yochanan skuye. When Rabbi Yochanan would leave and Rabbi Lazar would stay, so then having gochin koi Rabbi Lazar aduchte, Rabbi Lazar would stand on where he was and bow a little bit. And the having mixer Rabbi Yochanan mined to Rabbi Yochanan, you couldn't see him anymore. And then he would stand up straight. He would stand where he was till Rabbi Yochanan wasn't visible. The Kadhavad boy Rabbi Lezer Lishkuye, Rabbi Lezer wanted to leave and Rabbi Yochanan was staying, he would walk backwards at the Mechasim Yineid Rabbi Yochanan till he couldn't see Rabbi Yochanan again anymore. And then he would turn around straight. Rava Kadhavi Mifter Yineid Rabbi Yosef, when Rava would leave Rabbi Yosef, his Rebbe, Havi Ozulachori Adiminag van Kare Umislasan Iskufta Deve Rav Yosef Domba. He would walk backwards and bump into the doorway and get wounded, and the doorway would get filled up with blood, right, because he couldn't see where he was going. Amru Leila Rav Yosef Hachi Ovid Rava, they told Rav Yosef, because Rashi says he was blind, so he couldn't see. So they told him what Rava did. Amar le yeh Rava detrom reishcha kule krocha. He wrote on that you should be the Rosh Hashiva, you should be the Rosh of the whole city because of the cover that you gave me. Now they bring a raya from here that even if the Rebbe's blind, you have to walk backwards. What's the cover if you can't see? Right? But on the other hand, it says you have to walk backwards till he can't see anymore. So if he can't see to begin with, then what's the Indian? So the Sfasema says, Taka, it's only if the Rebbe can see. And if the Rebbe's blind, you don't have to walk backwards. And this was talking, Rav Yosef wasn't yet blind. He wasn't blind his whole life. He wasn't yet blind. Not like Rashi says. But from Rashi's mashma, that Rav Yosef was already blind. So it could be that it doesn't mean that you walk because the Rebbe can see. It means as long as you can see the Rebbe, or the Rebbe can see you, you're in his presence. Once you can't see him anymore, you're not in his presence anymore. But it's not because he has to be able to see you to get the covet. Right? You have to, in the presence of your Rebbe, walk backwards. What's called the presence of the Rebbe? Till he can't see him anymore. Or till he can't see you. So it has nothing to do with actually seeing. It's just, that's koveya, what his presence is. So if he wouldn't be blind, he could see. That's what's called his presence. That's the idea. Rashi. Yisrael v'mamadam ha'omdim bazara v'mokam kol Yisrael ha'korban atomit. There was a group of Yisrael that represented all of Klal Yisrael that stood by the korban, that the bailim of the korban, Klal Yisrael, should be there. So these were the representatives. That was the mamados. Ha'yu omdim misham ma'korbanchem. Ad havi mirse d'chsiv tishmru lahakrivli. Tishmru means be there and watch it. So everybody in Klal Yisrael can't be there, so they sent representatives. Those were the mamados. He went until Rabbi Lezer couldn't see Rabbi Yochanan anymore. Until then, when he walked backwards, he walked till Rabbi Yochanan couldn't see him anymore, and then he turned around. But like we said, it has nothing to do with the actual seeing. It has to do with that's called, I think that's chlor like that, and that's for sure Rashi's mashin. Rabbi Yosef was blind. He didn't know, so I had to tell him. Right, still you had to walk backwards because it has nothing to do with the Rebbe seeing you. It has to do with the covenant of being in the presence of your Rebbe.